Midas was enjoying himself in his treasure room one day as usual, when he saw a shadow fell over the heaps of gold, and, looking suddenly up, what should he behold but the figure of a stranger standing in the bright and narrow sunbeam? It was a young man with a cheerful and ruddy face. King Midas could not help fancying that the stranger's smile had a kind of golden look. As Midas knew that he had carefully turned the key in the lock, and that no one could possibly break into his treasure room, he, of course, thought that his visitor must be an unusual being. Midas had met such beings before now, and was not sorry to meet one of them again. The stranger's manner was so good-humored and kindly that it would have been unreasonable to suspect him of intending any mischief. It was far more probable that he came to do Midas a favor. And what could that favor be unless to multiply his heaps of treasure? The stranger gazed about the room, and when his bright smile had glistened upon all the golden objects that were there, he turned again to Midas. "You are a wealthy man, friend Midas," he said. "I doubt whether any other four walls on earth contain so much gold as you have piled up in this room."
"I have done pretty well, pretty well," answered Midas. "But, after all, it is but a trifle when you consider that it has taken me my whole life to get it together. If one could live a thousand years, he might have time to grow rich."
"What?" exclaimed the stranger. "Then you were not satisfied." Midas shook his head,